Brazil's agricultural industry accounts for one-third of its GDP. The country is the world's biggest exporter of meat. And farmers in the state of Mato Grosso do Sul own the largest cattle herd in the country. Most of them are staunch supporters of President Jair Bolsonaro, who is running for a second term. They say he protects their interests.
Bolsonaro guarantees our right to produce and thrive without the risk of having our farms invaded by the landless and the indigenous people. He has allowed us to have arms to defend our private property.
Bolsonaro chose a small party to run his re-election bid. When it ran low on funds, farmers like Correia donated thousands to keep it going.
Small and medium-sized producers rarely dig into their pockets to finance politicians. We don't trust them. But Bolsonaro supports us and doesn't treat us like environmental criminals. Many, like myself, have kept a percentage of our lands untouched, as required by law.
Both Bolsonaro and leftist candidate Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva are looking to win support of those who voted for other candidates in the first round of the presidential election. Mato Grosso do Sul Senator Simone Tebet was a right-of-center candidate who came in third. She says she's also a strong advocate for small farmers. But now she supports leftist candidate Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva.
During Lula's previous government, the agricultural industry boomed, but he also financed family farm production. Now Brazil still feeds the world, but 33 million Brazilians are going hungry.
Many plots that were once owned by big landowners are now divided among small farmers who produce food organically.
In this patch of land, there are 30 different kinds of vegetables and fruits. Like, for example, we have here a papaya tree, over there a banana tree. There's coffee, there are peanuts, lettuce, garlic. All of these are produced without the use of pesticides.
183 families make a living in these 7 hectares. They distribute their produce to poor families and local indigenous tribes who are reclaiming their lands. But these families don't have the same economic or political clout as Brazil's powerful farm lobby, which is why Bolsonaro counts on them to keep him in power. Monica Yanaki, Al Jazeera, Mato Grosso do Sul, Brazil.